Welcome to this week's Lectio Divina practice. As we begin today, let's become still. If you're driving or walking or whatever you're doing, I hope you're able to set aside anything you need to do immediately to simply come and be still. We do a lot of things, even when we're resting. It is a gift to simply be. To rest in the truth that we are loved, whether we are doing anything at all. So as you wrestle with becoming still, I want to give you an image to settle on. We hear parents often adoring over their sleeping baby. And as a new parent, man, it's so true. I can't help but delight in my baby as she sleeps. Is it possible that we too can be loved when we are doing nothing at all? So take a minute now to settle in. What would it look like today if you really believed that you are loved and adored? Not for what you produce, but because of who you are and that you were made by God for Him. Take a minute here. It takes so much courage to believe that we are loved, not for what we do, but for who we are, doesn't it? It kind of feels audacious. And I am often rendered speechless when I think of this. Is God really that good? Is He really that loving? Let's pray. Father God, You are so good. And You are love. You are a good Father. Thank You for making us with love and in love. And thank You for making the way for us to be called Your children. Holy Spirit, help me to have the courage to believe that I am deeply loved. And from that place, to respond and to serve out of the abundance. Jesus, thank You for displaying the perfect example of what it looks like to trust that You are loved. May we remember that all we do comes from an overflow of affection that we already have in You. In Your name we pray. Amen. Today we are reading from 2 Timothy 6:11 through 20 from the NLT and the ESV versions. We begin with the NLT version. Paul is writing to Timothy, "Pursue righteousness and a godly life, along with faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. Fight the good fight for the true faith. Hold tightly to the eternal life to which God has called you, which you have declared so well before many witnesses. And I charge you before God, who gives life to all, and before Christ Jesus, who gave a good testimony before Pontius Pilate, that you obey this command without wavering, that no one can find fault with you from now until the Lord Jesus Christ comes again. For at just the right time, Christ will be revealed from heaven by the blessed and only Almighty God, the King of all kings and Lord of all lords. He alone can never die, and he lives in light so brilliant that no human can approach him. No human eye has ever seen him, nor ever will. All honor and power to him forever. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives us all we need for our enjoyment. Tell them to use their money to do good. They should be rich in good works and generous to those in need, always being ready to share with others. By doing this, they will be storing up their treasure as a good foundation for the future, so that they may experience true life. Timothy, guard what God has entrusted to you. Avoid godless, foolish discussions with those who oppose you with their so-called knowledge. Some people have wandered from the faith by following such foolishness. May God's grace be with you all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What image resonates with you as you listened? Or what phrase sticks out to you? What do you think God is trying to remind you of today? I'll give you a minute here to reflect. Listen again to the ESV version. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, and gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will display at the proper time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, who dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but set their hope on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share, thus storing up treasure for themselves as a good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of that which is truly life. O Timothy, guard the deposit entrusted to you. Avoid the irreverent babble and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge, for by professing it, some have swerved from the faith. Grace be with you. Hearing this a second time, what does it remind you of God's character? How does it change the way you see God today? How does it remind you of who you are in light of God and what you are to do? I'll give you 2 minutes here. How does this scripture remind you of what God is like and who you are in light of Him? What resonated with me when reading through this, I was reminded that I'm not on some kind of conveyor belt of faith. Paul uses words like flee, fight, pursue, and guard. Relationships, including our relationship with God, require attention and intention. It requires an active participation and effort on our part. Dallas Willard famously said, "Grace is not opposed to effort, it is opposed to earning. Earning is an attitude, effort is an action. Grace, you know, does not just have to do with forgiveness of sins alone." Yes, God is the author and perfecter of our faith. It is He who initiates, and it is He who sustains us. There's nothing we can do to control or alter this reality, and we can't earn grace or more of His love. We are at His mercy. But what would it look like to be an active participant in our formation into Christ-likeness? And what does it look like to be a loyal and intentional follower of Jesus? I admit that oftentimes I allow my emotions or my circumstances to carry my actions as if I'm in a lazy river. But what would it look like to be faithful to what God is doing, even when I don't feel like it? On Sunday, Pastor Brian talked about Daniel's faithfulness and loyalty. Love, intention, faithfulness, and loyalty. These are all beautiful sentiments that become real when they are tested. When effort needs to be made. Daniel is deemed faithful because he continues to pray even when a decree is put out. In covenant relationships, we are deemed loyal and faithful when, in the face of temptation, we remain steadfast and true. Love is not meant to be effortless. It demands an active participant. Loyalty is not passive. It requires effort and intention. How do we know that Christ loved us? He died even though He didn't want to. He remained faithful even when it was excruciating, and He saw it through to the end. Thank God that He entered into our humanity to take on our sins and make way for us to be in communion with Him. Thank God. Let's pray. God, thank You that Your love is steadfast and unfailing. Thank You for pursuing us, even when we were undeserving. May we love as You love. May we pursue goodness and righteousness. May we take hold of the eternal life to which You have called us to. And may we guard the deposit entrusted to us. May we remember that You created us not to be Your puppets, but to be Your children, to be active participants in what You are already doing in the renewal of all things. In Your name we pray. Thank you for joining us through the Daniel Lectio Divina series. This is actually the last episode of this series, but we'll be back with more lectios in the new one. So until next time.